So Chris Harrison shows up. It's the night after Jason didn't give out his final rose.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent three people home. But who we have left is Molly, Jillian, Melissa, Stephanie, and Naomi. Five girls left.
Mm-hmm.
And this week they have one group date, two one-on-one dates. And Chris Harrison's like, and everything is about to change. You guys are traveling to Seattle.
Oh, my God. How many takes do you think it took them to get them to be like, whoa, oh, my God, Seattle?
I know. They were mad hype. I mean, it probably was the first take because they're tired of being in this damn house in this travel-less season. And they go nowhere.
I know. Oh, God.
But yeah, they're going to Seattle, and so we head to Seattle, and Ty mm-hmm. is chilling with his auntie, and mm-hmm. him and Jason have a nice little reunion, which is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, he's just excited to bring everybody here. He's trying to see if they can see a life there,
mm-hmm.
which is again like very reminiscent of like Ari's situation, like
very much so. Yep,
fit into his life,
his life.
Which is a bit more understandable because he's a father yeah. with the whole entire yeah. child. So.
Right, yeah. And the baby's not young. I feel like the baby's maybe in school or something. You know? Yeah. Maybe his little friends. Who knows?
Right. So, yeah, the ladies, they arrive. This little swanky hotel. They see Jason. Now, the suite of this hotel looked haunted to me.
Like, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have lighting. Maybe there was no budget for lighting. But, like, you all couldn't figure this out? Maybe put some ring lights in there? It was mad dark in there.
Old-fashioned.
Old furniture.
Old furniture. It looked like an old, like, a governor's mansion or something. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that type of style. I don't know what, colonial style or something?
Yeah.
Plantation slave style. No, either way, this shit was scary, and I ain't sleeping here. But the ladies were excited, again, just happy to be anywhere.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Stephanie's eyebrows, I'm sorry, I just have to point them out.
No.
She literally looks like a 1920s, like, movie star.
Yes!
You know those old pictures where they literally, like, shave off, but they put makeup on, and then they draw it?
Her
eyebrows are so thin.
Yeah.
We were doing that in 2009. I still can't get over we were doing this.
I know. I mean, my eyebrows were thin, but that's because I wasn't allowed to get them done. So I was doing them. I was left to my own devices.
Plucking everything off.
I was, oh my God, just plucking everything.
Oh God.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shockingly thin. I just have to point that out.
Yeah.
But anyways, first one-on-one goes to Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi is pissed because she still hasn't had a one-on-one. Now Melissa's getting a second one.
Yeah. There's always that girl too, every season. That they're like, what the fuck am I here for?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Why do they do that, though? I hate when they do this.
Yeah. Same.
Why am I here? She's getting her second one-on-one. What the fuck? You don't even know me. And then the whole thing is just not fair. I just don't understand. It never explained why.
Mm-mm.
It's just she's supposed to sit there and just, like, take it, I guess.
Yeah. Just deal.
Just deal with it. So Jason, he's home getting ready for his date with Melissa. And he's with Ty. And Ty's all sad, doesn't want him to leave.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know what's going on. He just knows his dad is leaving.
Leaving, again.
Because I haven't seen you in weeks, motherfucker. Anyways.
And Melissa, he just got there. So for him to be like, I gotta go. Yeah.
Right. Sad. And he's so young, he don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So Melissa, she's waiting for Jason, and like an hour goes by, hour and a half goes by. And he calls her up and is, you know, tells her Ty's all sad, whatever. He's going to send a car and have her come over to his place for a casual night instead of them going out in the town or whatever. Now, all the rest of the ladies, they're jealous because...
Oh, Molly's face?
Molly's face.
Molly was like, I thought I was the only one allowed in his house. Exactly.
And then even worse, Ty is there. So they're all like, shit, is she going to get to meet Ty?
Ty. As if Ty is like his like mom or something. Like,
right.
And they also all want to kidnap him. I'm very worried for Ty's safety with these women in the same city. Like,
this
is very weird. I don't know. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all tight, but she heads out to Jason's home, and he's still putting Ty down. She's just kind of chilling, waiting for him, and eventually she changes into her. She still came all dolled up, and he's like, girl, please.
We ain't going nowhere, girl.
We ain't going nowhere. Take that off. She changes into her stretchy pants, which basically like her little Sophie shorts.
Sophie shorts.
Rolled up. Oh, God. But yeah, they go peek in on Ty, who's sleeping. And Jason's like, you know, I'm not ready for the ladies to meet Ty. And this is where he got my fuckboy slip moment.
Really?
Or okay. Just moment of being just straight trifling, because I don't think it's fair that he got to meet Stephanie's daughter.
The fuck true. Is that?
On their first one-on-one date, she had been there. She was one of the first one-on-ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, he gets to say, oh, I'm not ready for the ladies to meet Ty. Steph didn't even have a choice. They just flew her daughter out there.
Yeah. And it was her birthday party. Like it was
her birthday. And it was a nice, sweet date, but like Steph didn't even have a choice in that matter. You know what I mean? But he hears talking about how, you know, I'm not ready for the ladies to meet Ty and yada, yada, yada. So
yeah.
Thought that was trifling.
Very.
Now, back at the hotel, the ladies are talking about how jealous they are of this whole date. And Molly's going on and on talking about pure nothing. Meanwhile, Naomi is sitting there like, I literally haven't had a date, so all y'all can shut the fuck up.
Right? Don't know this man. Like,
literally don't know him.
Yeah. Oof.
I have nothing to go off of. Only little one-on-one moments during cocktail parties. Yeah. So everybody shut up. And back on Melissa's date, they're talking about hometowns, and she shared a little foreshadowing to come next episode that she is the like black sheep of her family. She's more like, it's like outgoing and like free spirit or whatever the hell she was talking about.
Yeah.
And her family, I guess, is just more like quiet and
private, introverted. Private. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just a little foreshadowing. And yeah, they just have a nice time, nice little makeout session. That was like basically their date.
Yeah, it was a nice date.
Yeah, it was nice. Now, next morning, Descartes arrives. Everyone is in their zip-up hoodies. That was another little fashion thing.
Yes, a moment. Oh, do I? What? Oh my God. I had so many with like little crests. So many. Right here.
An assortment of colors.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yep. I haven't even worn, and there's nothing wrong with the zip up hoodie. But that's like a whole thing that's kind of just like died out. Nobody really wears that anymore.
You like just style it so differently. Nobody zips up a zip up hoodie.
Like,
it's unzipped.
No one zips up a zip up hoodie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hadn't seen that in the wild in a while.
And you know what we haven't seen on this show yet, which I'm surprised about, is Ed Hardy.
Oh, God.
I'm shocked we haven't seen the Ed Hardy yet.
Yeah. Well, what year? Because this is 2009. Was that 2009. Before or after? When was I sporting my Chinatown Ed Hardy hat? I'm not buying no. Them shits was expensive.
They were so expensive. Ed Hardy was milking it.
Milking it. He had such a moment, too. Yes. Everybody was trying to wear them loud ass shits. I remember I had a nice little hat from Chinatown. Must cost $10. That was all I was about to pay for that.
Yep.
But yeah, no Ed Hardy.
No Ed Hardy.
I don't know.
Shocked.
This is the era, or is it before?
Yeah.
Might have been a little earlier. Anyways, Stephanie, Jillian, and Molly are going on a group date, which means Naomi finally is getting the one-on-one date. That would have been trifling if they called her name on the group date card. I'd be like, girl, pack bags and go.
Oh, yeah. Stupid. Just go home.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
So for their group date, they head on a little boat ride around Seattle, looking at all the cool like houseboats. Stephanie, she got on her white fur vest.
This is where she got my invite to the cookout.
Of course she did. Yep, she did. Stephanie be rocking looks, yo.
Looks. My girl knows the dress code to the cookout. Yep. Okay.
She does.
It had little pom poms. It had a hood.
It had a hood. A hood. I never had a hooded one because the hooded ones are a little bit more expensive. I was broke. I never had a hooded one, but that was like a whole look when it was all fur and then you had the hood up.
And hood up? Yep. Oh my God. With some white eyeliner? Yeah. A look.
That shoulder bob you did with the white eyeliner.
Oh my God. Because I still love white eyeliner done right. I still love it. Yeah. But. Oh man.
Whew. Great look.
Love it.
Loved the Fur Fest moment. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.